Sukkot, Shavuos, Pesach type thing. But I like to mention Moshe Shapiro's it's really just Peshat in the Pasuk. Right, Pasuk says we say in Hallel, Isru Chag Ba'avoisim Ad Karnos Mizbeach, which means what? Isru Chag Ba. It's actually an imperative. To Tzivui, Isru from the Loshon Leesores Richbo, right? Which so Isru Chag Ba'avoisim, which means tie the festival Ba'avoisim with thick cables Ad Karnos Hamizbeach to the horns of the Mizbeach. So he says, what does that mean? He says, very simple. When you have a chag, etc., he says, you want to make sure that everything you got from it, is you're still tied to the Mizbeach. Right? You know, tie the yontif to the Mizbeach so it doesn't run away. You know what I mean? And keep some of it with you even after. So that's, even though technically it's not Isru chag, because it's not a chag and it's not Isru and so on and so forth, but I think the lesson of that pasuk is still a very important lesson. Okay, and I remember that because he said it at we had a Sheva, my wife and I, Sheva Brochus, was on Isru Chag Shavuos. So he spoke at it, and that's what he said. So Isru Chag. So anyway, so food was horrific. It was at Yeshiva, but the very Torah were good. Okay. So now we're on the Brocha of Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kelem Mechalam Shalos Ani Goy. He did not make me a Goy. Just by the way, in the Rome Nusach of the Italian Jews, their bracha here is Sha'asani Yisroel. Interesting.
Like it well.
Yeah. So that's their Nusach Sha'asani. You got?
Are the other ones also? Are all the others that are in
no.
Shalom?
No, they're actually the others are negative. Yeah, oh. I think so. If I remember correctly, I have to look at the home, but I'm pretty sure. Okay. She says this Yisroel Allah b'machshava tchila. Right. As we know. The Gemara says that the idea of Yisroel was the first thought of creation. Reishis hamachshava, hu kol hayesh b'metzius ha'elyona, ha'koleles es ha'klal kuloi, b'avayosa ha'yoser tahora v'yoser atzilit. He says the first thought of all of creation is the one that includes everything in it, and which is the highest and most pure of emanations of thought, i.e., that generally we see, when we talk about first thought, what that means is the complete thing that you ultimately want. As we say in Lechadoidi, Soif Meisa, B'machshav Tchila. The end of actions is the first thought, right? That's it, that's it, the completed building of the architect, the concept in his mind. So that's what it means, Yisroel. V'madrega hazoi, this level, She'emni balada b'metzius his havut, B'mahutiya ha'atzmit, without it, right? You cannot have any of creation and any of the reality, because all of that was for the sake of certain goals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. He omedes l'mayla mikol bracha tchila. It actually is above all of all brachas and tehillos, all blessings and praises. Mikol halel, what?
Mahusius mean identity.
No, it's existence or could be identity. Mikol halel v'hoda, and above all, praise and thanks. What he's saying is that the concept of Yisroel is so lofty, he says we can't even positively praise it, in a sense, that it's beyond, because it's universal, and it's the whole idea of creation. V'e'ef shel vateh. You can't even express the recognition of this great goodness in any thought or idea. And how much more so with any expression or verbal expression of it. So I guess what he's saying is that to say I'm a Yisroel, thank God I'm a Jew, is he's saying it's even too lofty to even say that. It's like a very interesting type of idea. It's like the concept of Yisroel, he says, is primordial, it is precedent, it is too much to actually express in and encapsulate in a positive expression or in a verbal expression, right? That it's almost like it's I don't know if it's too ethereal, not too ethereal, but too important. Type of interesting. Omna mashiyesh makom lahanacha diburit hu bedava hayerida shel madregot. But what you can express in a verbal expression is the lowering of a level. Miroma gova v'atohar adlidei hashpala shel mishpachot ha'adama. To go from the highest level of purity to the lowliness of all nations of the world, shalopaga yiridazu bi v'lasani goy, that this did not affect me and did not make me into a Gentile. This is very, how would I put it, Khuzarian, in the sense that the idea of the Jewish people as having an inherently different soul. Right, almost like the Rabbi Yehuda Levi talks about doimem samea chaim adaber, and then on beyond that is he talks about a novi, but he really talks about all of Israel as that level, and so Rav Kook echoing this, as we know he was very much into the Khuzari. He actually wanted it as part of the curriculum in Merkaz Harav, which it actually became, and that certainly is what he's alluding to. He's not alluding to it; he's saying it pretty openly, and he's saying that that what we praise Hashem for is that you didn't just leave me as at one of the rest. Right? I know this sounds very like nationalistic,
ethnocentric,
right? Almost. Who is it? Some historian said about the Khuzari, it's not Zionistic, it's racistic. So, but I guess we do believe that there is a skula of Yisrael, that the Jewish people, we do have we are the chosen people, and what it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to bring the world to its fruition, and even more so, right, that the whole purpose of the world will be realized via Klal Yisrael doing what it's supposed to be doing. And he's saying that is so fundamental and so elevated an idea that he says it can't be encapsulated in a positive way, because that would be implying that I've somehow put it into a few words. He says what we can say is that we're not shlo asani goy, that did not make me like everyone else. Yeah. So that's the first idea. That's why it would be a negative, in the sense that he's saying you can't encapsulate that greatness in the positive. So he says this, Shalo asani eved, the next one is didn't make me a slave, kashem she gedola hi ha-hoda'a, asher lo natanat, I don't even know how to pronounce that, lo nasanani liyois yoitse mechutz lois achug ha-kadosh, in the same way that we have a great thanks that Hashem did not let me leave or make me external to that holy group, shel ori Yisrael v'tiferes hadarta hadras kodesh mamakei nishmasi, that light of Israel and the glory of it, which is in my soul. Remember, I was reminded of the Kotzker, who used to say that it was much more colourful in the Yiddish. But so if we'd realise what it means to say that we are Bnei Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, he says we'd put our hat at an angle and go out into the street and dance, just like the way he puts it. This type of like colourful type of expression, but he says that the realization of who we are. He says in addition to that, kacha gedolahi ha'odah l'ashen asata li neshama atzmit. It is also an equivalent level of joy that you gave me an independent soul. Interesting. He's understanding shalah sani eved not as meaning you did not make me a slave. So he's saying it. What it means is you gave me independence and free will. I'm free in the sense of I have freedom of choice. That neshama atzmis, the independent soul. It's interesting to note, in the kinois of Tisha B'Av, we say al inui b'nei chorin. Right? Al inui, on the affliction. We're talking about at the moment of destruction of the temple, at the time of when the Jews are at a level of becoming enslaved and exiled, and nevertheless we call ourselves Bnei Chorin, because the freedom that we talk about here is the freedom of will, That is why, right, we say in Ma'ariv, Emes Ve'emuna, we say, He took us out of Egypt, Cheirus Olam, for eternal freedom, even though we have been slaves many times since. But we've always had the freedom of will, of how to respond, of how to feel, etc.
Is this about all humans?
So, to some degree, yes. Yeah, sure.
So, like Abba Kanani is davening, would say this also?
Don't know. Not sure. If the explanation is that, yeah, maybe, it's hard to say. I guess there's also a pshat level, and there's a deeper level. But on the deeper level, it means neshama atzmis. Is he saying that's also pshat? I'm not sure. In shama tachlitis shechefta chofshi natum biyada, he's given me a soul whose desire, free desire, is placed in its hands. She atzma yesh la matara b'chaim uvimtzias. It itself has a goal and a purpose in life and reality. Shunishmas ha-choifesh, chofesh v'acherus hamaf emet bi bikdushasa. And that's the feeling, the breath of freedom that appears within me in all that holiness. We have a desire, you know, even from a little kid, an infant has a desire for independence. They have a desire to, right, I want to go self, I want to go by myself, right? Right, that's part of that neshama atzmis. V'lonishpalti loyos noitzer bitchuna shel avdus. I was not created as something which has the nature of slavery. She'en lachayim atzmiin v'ratzon makori, which has no independent life and an authentic desire. It's almost as if, you know, and sometimes people can make themselves into avadim in the sense that their authentic desires are completely sublimated into someone else. Like, again, like the famous Kotzka, right? If I am I because he is he, and he is he because I am I, then I am not I and he is not he. But if I am I because I am I, and he because he is he, then I am truly I and he is truly he. Right? So that meaning that the true ratzon of who I really am should be based on me, right? And what my soul really wants, as opposed to someone else. V'lo notzer akiyim liyos kli shimush l'achshar yada eseratzon atzmi akadosh vanizgav shebenishmas achofesh hatohara. Right, I don't want to be a slave, right? And that doesn't have that independent life, right? V'lo notzer akiyim, and was only created to be a vehicle, right? That through it will be completed the holy, independent will of someone else. I guess that's a little bit what, like the Gemara says that the Rishoyim in the Olam Haba will be like Afar Tachas Ragli, Tachas Kapas Ragli at Tzedekim, will be like dust under the feet of the righteous. So one of the meanings of that is that, at least one possible meaning is that they are, that the dust is like that's what you walk on. It's like the background. So there are some people who don't exert their free will, and they just become basically background for other people who do exert their free will and who do follow the neshama. So their eternal life is still there, but it's in the sense of being part of the background scenery, as opposed to being an independent actor in the field. All right. Valkain rabas ti losi lekechazdi shaloi asani eved. And that's really what we are praising Hashem for, that you did not make me into this eved. Okay. Have a great day. Enjoy the unbelievable.